in Anchorage, complaining about the gloomy weather this spring has become something of a new pastime. But is the weather really worse than normal? According to Brian Brettschneider with our Ask a Climatologist segment, the answer is no. Brettschneider told Annie Feit that since April 1st, the weather in Anchorage has been warmer and drier than normal.
It's been a couple degrees warmer than normal in Anchorage. In fact, it's been warmer than 80% of all April through, say, May 20th in Anchorage. So it's definitely been warmer than normal. I think where there might be a disconnect between what we've actually observed, what people seem to think that has been, is there hasn't been any really warm days here in South Central. So, for example, the warmest temperature so far this season has been 59 degrees. Normally, we would have had a 60-degree day by now. And in fact, the typical day for Anchorage would be May 14th. So there can be this disconnect where we can have no really warm days, but we can still be above normal. So that's kind of where we're at right now in South Central.
And what about wind and cloud cover? Do you think that's a factor?
Well, I think people really noticed when there's above normal clouds. People think, oh, it's been gray, and it keeps the sun from warming the ground up too much. We've been a little bit cloudier than normal, a couple of percent. You know, normally we would have 70% overcast since April, beginning of April, and we've had about 73 or 4%. So a little bit above normal, not anywhere near a high record amount. And then for the winds, we have been windier than normal, and we've been on the high range of wind. But again, not a record high wind, but we have had a number of really windy days.
And rain?
Rain has been, you know, this is our driest time of the year. So March, April, and May, the heart of our dry season, our three driest months of the year in Anchorage, and the three driest months statewide. We're actually running drier than normal. So rainfall is a little bit tricky in the dry season because average, when we're talking really low numbers, average is actually usually quite a bit above the median. So we like to use the median value. But even using medians, we've actually been drier than two-thirds of April and May so far. So definitely been a drier period than even most years during our dry season.
So what do you say to people who complain about this spring and say that they are sure that this is not normal?
When we talk about people's recollections, a lot of times people recall outlier events. So people, if there's a really cold week or two in the winter, they kind of think, oh, it was a really cold winter. Or if there was a really big snowstorm, they think, oh, it was a snowy winter. Kind of the same on the flip side for the warm season. You know, if you don't have those couple of really warm days, people think, oh, it's not been a warm spring or not been a warm summer. So it's you need to think of averages. Think of you know, many weeks or months, and not just a couple of those warm days. So our memories can sometimes deceive us to that extent.
And what has the picture been like statewide this spring?
Every place for the month of May, every place in Alaska has been above normal, except maybe down in Kodiak. I think they're a little bit below normal, but everywhere else has been above normal. So, you know, again, we're talking about averaging all those cooler days and all those warmer days. But for the most part, you know, it's been the story of the spring has been warmth.
Brian Brettschneider is a climatologist based in Anchorage with the University of Alaska Fairbanks. He checks in with Alaska's Energy Desk each week as part of a regular look at climate change in the state. If you have a climate-related question, send an email to akenergydesk@alaskapublic.org. And a quick note, it did hit 60 degrees in Anchorage for the first time today.